This is KR4FNC. Hey, does anybody in VRARS know why this channel keeps running a whole bunch of static?
Just the question, why this channel? What?
Why this channel is running a whole bunch of static. It kind of keeps popping on and off continuously. Just curious.
I don't know, because I'm not hearing that.
Now, if I didn't know better, it sounds like, you know, static breaking through the squelch, but it's not on the squelch. I'm not sure what's hitting it.
Now, I will tell you this. I pass some of these digital signs, and my radio will go crazy when you're real close to certain ones of those. It's picking up some sort of harmonic coming off of that sign.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting at my home station, and, you know, so I don't really have any of that kind of problems. And for the most part, it stays real quiet. But, you know, just here this afternoon, it's been popping on and off with, you know, assuming, you know, it's picking up an incoming signal and that's not getting properly modulated. And that's just my assumption. I just didn't know if anybody knew anything more about it.
I don't, but have you tried other frequencies and they're clear?
Affirmative, and I've checked two other local area repeaters, and, you know, they're not experiencing any problem. It's only on this one channel.
Again, this particular sign that I pass every night only does that on this frequency. It doesn't do it on the other one, so I don't know. Whatever the frequency that's coming out of that sign has got to be close to this one.
Well, at least that's something to think about. I didn't know if anybody had a Yagi that they could monitor the incoming signal and maybe do a little rabbit hunt and see who might be firing it off. I don't know.
Maybe somebody got licensed new and is trying to see if their radio is working. Hopefully we'll have some new sign-ins to the net tonight. Maybe that's a sign of that. But I've also had problems going past digital signs, particularly at gas stations, on the VHF and UHF repeater frequencies that I have programmed in. But that's the end of my comment.
Good to know. I didn't know if it was just somebody testing, but it's been going on now for, you know, about 2.5-3 hours, which sounds rather lengthy for somebody to be testing something, but yeah, you never know.
Well, I haven't been monitoring it that long. I mean, it's on, but my volumes have been down due to other stuff going on, telephone and so forth, so I haven't necessarily heard what you're talking about, but it could be any number of things, I guess.
Yeah, I hear it going on currently right now. As we're talking, it sounds like we're talking over it. Like it almost sounds like something breaking through the squelch, but if it's hitting the repeater, I'm coming through with a strong signal on it.
UHN, Mark, if you want to go out and investigate, we do recordings of the repeater and all the traffic that goes through it. On the website, you can find the recordings, usually for the last 2 weeks, 30 days, something along that. So if it's hitting the repeater and coming out from there, you'll be able to hear the recording. They usually go in blocks and only records when it actually has traffic. So that may be an option. If you go to the VRARS.cc website, you can find the recording there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know, Mark. I think I may just try and do that this evening just to satisfy my curiosity. I know as we're sitting here talking, I'm still hearing it pop in there, so I don't know. It just kind of...
A little bit of static at the end of your last transmission. It kind of wiped you out there at the very end, so... If you're able to find a recording, note the time, and we can pass it on to the folks who maintain the repeater. Maybe they can investigate a little further.
All right, Mark, I'll take a look at that, you know, just to satisfy my own curiosity. I appreciate it very much. This is KR4FNC, and I'll be standing by, probably waiting for the net tonight.
For WHN, I'll be hosting the net tonight. Everybody come join us. We'll talk to you later.